Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jack and Angus with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Fortitude Valley venue, Season Free Space on Wickham Street, has reported their venue is closing on May of 2025, after being active for little over a year. Season Free Space is one of the few existing independent all-ages venues in Fortitude Valley, hosting underground gigs and art events for all demographics. After Season Free Space lease was not renewed for May 2025, the final shows have been booked now, and they have stated, "We are figuring out on how we can make these last 5 months the best and most impactful." University of Queensland has launched a menstrual health education program for remote Indigenous communities. The Mind Your Body initiative, developed by Indigenous UQ lecturer Minnie King, aims to break down the cultural stigma that surrounds menstruation in rural Indigenous communities. Ms. King has suggested that while the government funding for free products that suggests that while there is government funding for free products in these communities, knowledge gaps can impact women's health and quality of life. Co-designed with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students in Western Cape York, these programs provide culturally targeted education and interactive resources for classrooms. The program found that creating a safe learning space allows for students to open up about menstruation, with Ms. King calling it a period positive environment for learning. Increased demand for matcha is creating shortages among Australian cafes and suppliers. The finely ground green tea powder has a long, labour-intensive process of cultivation that makes it one of the world's most expensive teas. Suppliers have stated they experienced a 300% increase in demand this year. In response, production in Japan is expanding. Members of Australian Tea Cultural Society, David Loynes, attributed this to social trends and innovations such as iced matcha lattes, but emphasize scarcity due to logistical challenges and marketing strategies rather than actual supply issues.
A government task force has warned that Australia's food system is at tipping point. The Australian Food and Agriculture Task Force has handed down a report that lists severe climate events and trade tensions as major threats to Australia's food system. The task force has recommended that the National Farmers Federation be placed at the centre of the reform, a move which the NFF has welcomed. NFF CEO Tony Maher has reiterated the report's findings, warning Australia is at risk of losing its competitive advantage in the global market. Mr. Maher says that with the right support and climate smart practices, Australian agriculture can be a $100 billion industry by 2030. In international news, Australia has called for an immediate end to Israel's occupation of Palestine. This supports the UN General Assembly's demand for Israel to end its unlawful presence in occupied Palestine, a resolution which Australia previously abstained from. Australia was one of 157 countries to vote in favour of the resolution, with 8 voting against, notably the United States and Israel. This marks a return to Australia's two-state position for the first time since 2001. Australian UN Ambassador James Larson said that it was time international communities came together to chart a path towards a two-state solution, with Australia's vote reflecting this determination. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger warning and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.